Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got Megan Heaney-Greer on the line, the star of Treasure Quest Snake Island on the Discovery Channel. The season finale this Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I got to tell you, Megan, I've been watching every episode, and I can't believe you're still with us.
Right? Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you made it. But man.
Yes, I am too. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. When we talked to you before the season started, you said, there's a lot of crazy things that happened on our little adventure in Brazil. Chasing down the treasure of the Trinity. And, you know, I thought, oh, okay, some of this is, you know, she has to hype up the series. But I'm like, man, you were almost eaten by piranha, attacked by a caiman, a spider, a snake. I mean, it was crazy, all the stuff you had to deal with. It was nuts. I mean, you really were, tempting fate there a bit. Is that fair to say or what?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely had this expedition had a broad range of interesting encounters, to say the least. Yeah. You know, and the first expedition on Snake Island, I mean, obviously the biggest danger presented was with the snakes. And then right. There was a bunch of other things that compounded that danger, of course. But this time, I mean, we were literally just like, you know, going from place to place to place, and that just comes with a whole new, you know, array of dangers in each location, you know, and whether it's the terrain or the flora and the fauna. And I mean, yeah, it was definitely a diverse bag of tricks, kind of.
No doubt.
So,
and then you had this curse thing that you guys have been talking about on the show, and you know, like the treasure is cursed, and things were happening to your crew that seemed a little spooky. I mean, what are you walking around with, like, a rabbit foot now because of this, or what? What's what do you think?
Yeah, like the lucky stone, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, definitely. You know it. The episode previously last week ended on you know, something going on with Cappy, and then obviously mm-hmm. it was revealed in this latest episode that he was dealing with having a PTSD episode, and that was a very serious thing and very, very, very scary for me and the rest of the teammates.
I'm sure.
Because, you know, Cappy is pretty much just an all around badass, you know, and to see him really like in that condition and dealing with that, and it just brought to light the seriousness of it and how many of our national heroes and, you know, the veterans that and others that deal with that on a daily basis. And it was really I don't know, very enlightening and very scary, and brought out in many ways you know, just the strength of the team, you know, that we all came together to help Cappy. But it was, I mean, the curse that everybody keeps kind of bringing up in the team about the treasure, you know, when you're dealing with different things like this, and, you know, we were running into a good patch of bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings that up. It's like this, every treasure throughout history has a blood trail following it, you know, that it leaves behind, and it's no joke. I mean, you don't want to, you know, the last thing any of us want is to become another become part of that, you know, become part of the blood trail behind it. And when you're in there and you're in the thick of it, it's hard to hard to see much past that at the moment, you know? And it was all very in your face and at different times pretty scary.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, Cappy appears to have been, I don't know, right from the first episode, he seems to be a little superstitious in that regard. And you were telling me before this. But you were telling me before the show started that you were going into this pretty skeptical. I was like, okay, you know, people have their things about that. But by the end of this little excursion, you were like, well, I'm not so sure. There's something freaky going on. And yeah, when you watch all the episodes so far, I mean, I can understand all the stuff that has happened to you guys has been quite eye-opening. And it's like, wow, I mean, this was quite an adventure.
Yeah, it definitely was. It lives up to that name for sure with adventure. Yeah. And I'm not really a superstitious person, but at the same time, I do really believe in and just have had my own experiences of things retaining the energy, you know, whether it's good or bad. And just, you know, like I've felt that a lot with buildings or homes or structures that you're in, that you can just kind of feel an energy sometimes. And so while I don't really consider myself superstitious and in many ways, you know, when we're talking about the curse and Cappy, he does keep bringing it up. He was bringing it up the whole time. I mean, that's legit. And you start kind of wondering just like, okay, this is a long stretch of bad luck that we were running into just with the dangers and the, you know, the things that were going on with Cappy. And then, you know, in a lot of ways, yeah, you're tempting fate to some degree too, right?
I mean, right.
We're all choosing to be out there and putting ourselves in the line of danger. But yeah, it was a heck of an adventure.
I'm sure. All right, so the grand finale of the season is this Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Discovery Channel. What can you tell us? Obviously, you lived. That's the one spoiler we're allowed to share. But can you tell us?
Alive.
I mean, can you at least tell us, like, hey, people are going to be surprised at what happens, or will there be any resolution whatsoever, or what?
Well, I can't really give you any kind of resolution. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right.
I can say there's going to be some pretty exciting visuals coming up in this next episode.
Okay.
I know that because I know what they haven't shown yet, right? Because I haven't seen these shows before they air either. I'm in the same boat with all, you know, with you guys and everybody else that's watching along.
Wow.
I don't get to see them ahead of time.
Is it a supersized episode, or is it a 1-hour episode like all the others, or is it longer, or what? Or do you know?
As far as I know, it's just going to be a 1-hour episode.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a solid, full, fully loaded 1-hour episode. Yeah. And there are some awesome visuals coming up in this one. And I think that, yeah, it'll blow your mind. I think it'll be pretty exciting for people.
What about diving? We're going to see more diving Friday, or can you say that?
I'm so excited.
Oh, cool.
Yes, excellent. We get back in. And that is going to be, I think, the majority of the awesome you know, footage that they got and the visuals that I'm talking about. Yeah, we go underwater, but it's in an interesting environment.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be cool.
Excellent. Now, once again, that is this Friday on Discovery Channel, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Check it out if you miss it. You know, DVR it, or they might repeat on a few times thereafter, I would imagine. But it's a cool show.
Does.
Really cool show. Very entertaining.
Hey, Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad that you guys have been watching and enjoy it. And definitely, I've been putting up the kind of takeaways, my off the map video series up on my YouTube channel.
Right.
So if you guys haven't tuned, so definitely go, and I encourage people to go and subscribe there, because I've got a lot more stuff coming out with the team and just kind of, you know, my personal experiences on the adventure, on the expedition. And anyway, you can find all that at MeganHaneyGreer.com. All of my social media channels are down there in the bottom left-hand corner, and we can connect there. And I'm going to be doing some more Facebook Live stuff. Actually, Friday, before the episode airs, the finale episode airs, I'm going to be on the Treasure Quest Facebook page doing a live session again.
So just before, 9 o'clock to 10 Eastern Time, thereabouts, Friday?
Yeah, I think we'll probably start, at 9 o'clock. But check, you can check there. And also on my Facebook page, the handle is at Megan Haney Greer. You can look me up there. And if you like that page, you'll get the updates there as well. So,
well, I look forward to it, Megan. And definitely, it's great work you've been doing. Thanks for helping us out at the Dima Show in Vegas. It was great catching up with you there. And
it was so awesome hanging out with you guys, as usual.
Yes. Well,
great to see you.
We will do it again, I'm sure, over the coming months. But
sounds good.
If you're not in the jungle trying to find treasure in between there somewhere, we'll get together again.
Right. We'll see.
Absolutely. All right. Well, enjoy yourself. Get back to celebrating the holidays. And we'll talk again soon. Okay, Megan?
Will do.
All right. There you go. Megan Haney Greer, super diver and star of Treasure Quest Snake Island. And still manages to fit in some time for us. That's very nice of her. I've known her for years. And she's a great, ambassador for the diving community. And it's awesome to hear there's going to be some diving on the season finale of Treasure Quest Snake Island. You heard it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't miss it. 10 o'clock Eastern time. And join her on Facebook right there before. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him.
He's coming, coming.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Where's he coming? Oh, yeah, he's coming, coming. Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and our love of the Partridge Family Christmas album. I am Greg the Dive Master. Megan, it's always nice to check in with her. I'll tell you what, that Treasure Quest Snake Island, I love that show. I really do. I hate to see it wrap up so quickly. And I know Jerry the Diver Guy agrees with me on that.
I agree 100%. It needs another month or two.
It really does. They need to do more episodes. I think this is an 8-episode run. that they did this year. And I think that's up from a couple from last year. I think they only had six. So who knows where it goes from here, but we'll find out, I guess, Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern time on the Discovery Channel.
Do we know if they discovered the treasure?
Well, she's still talking to us, so I'm assuming no.
that's true. Yes.
But, you know, I have no idea. I mean, you never know.
Hopefully it goes for season three.
We'll see.
Yeah, if they didn't discover the treasure, they got to go keep hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's good stuff. But it's a really fun show to watch. Very Indiana Jones-like. And I mean, just the crazy stuff they encountered is pretty remarkable. So and it's shot really well. I mean, it's a fun-looking show. A little element of Survivor in there. Indiana Jones, a little diving too. So, you know, it's really, they did a good job putting that show out there. Very entertaining to watch, right on the heels of Gold Rush, which I like watching that show too. I don't know what draws me into these goofy shows, but I like watching that show. You know, there's no diving in it, but I don't know. There's something about finding gold, you know, that search for treasure. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Eric Douglas is with us right now, by the way, too. He is connected via the web. Eric, how are you, man? What is that? Is it the gold? The silver and gold that just draws us in,
gold,
you think?
Fever. I was going to say, wow, you're really going to sing that right now?
Well, it's the holidays. I feel like I'm obligated to.
It was a nice segue, actually.
Yes.
Well, maybe. Burl Ives and Treasure Quest Snake Island. You know,
that's right.
I like
right.
it.
You got to connect them somehow. And sometimes
you got to.
I managed to
yeah,
find
no,
a way.
I think everybody who's involved with the ocean, divers, boat people, that we all kind of dream of being pirates at some point or another. You know, you want to be swashbucklers out and
true.
Saving the damsels in distress.
We are pirates.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah, I think that is.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's the appeal of that sort of thing is we want that experience. We want to. We don't want to be a pirate looking back at 40 or 50 and
right.
Going, what did I miss?
This we ride so on true. Boats. We carry big knives. We drink rum. What else? What other part is there?
Well, finding the treasure. Because
the treasure.
That would pay for all of this other stuff.
All right. Well, that's a minor technicality. We'll just have to board other people's boats.
Maybe that is true. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. We got to talk about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that we're doing with Explore Adventures.
Pirates.
Yes. because Eric is going to be on board. Casey's talking about coming. Jerry's talking about coming.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there. Yeah. I got permission today.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm working on it.
So the wife says yes.
Actually, she said, I'll be happy for you to get the hell out of here.
Oh, okay. Well, look, hey, whatever works. You know, that's a good angle, good argument for the, you know, for your non-diving spouse. You're like, hey, I need to go out with on a cruise with Scuba Radio. And look, here's the plus side. You won't see me for an entire week.
And I'll
that's
be off
exactly
the grid.
How I sold it.
How's that, Eric? What were you going to say?
I was say, you'd be completely off the grid. Can't even get online or nothing.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, hey, feel free to use that argument to pitch it to your non-diving spouse and join us. October 7th through the 14th in the Turks and Caicos. The Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat is beautiful. It's an awesome vessel. Who knows who's all going to be on board. We're going to have so much fun. The Scuba Cowboys plan on joining us. We're going to have mermaids. We're going to have a radio show. And here's the kicker. Here's the fun thing that we put out there this week. And by the way, all the information's up there at scubaradio.com now. But we are going to orchestrate a murder mystery on the seven seas, or a murder mystery at sea, starring you and Eric, who is obviously a world-renowned diving author. And has written great books like Oil and Water, his latest release, which is now available in audiobook form. He's going to be on board.
Which is a great read.
Yep. He's going to be on board with us. And he has a story in mind. That the backdrop is going to be our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos. So the idea is we're going to go on this trip. Eric's going to, you know, mingle and mix and mingle with everybody on the boat, dive with them and that kind of thing, meet everyone, and write them potentially into the story. So you...
As pirates?
I don't know. I don't know what the story really is. That's going to come out of the twisted mind of Mr. Eric Douglas. Is that right?
Exactly. Somewhere in the dark recesses.
Yes. You didn't like the twisted...
If Mermaid Tiffany's on this...
Yeah.
If Mermaid Tiffany is on this cruise, I would say she done it.
She did it with a candle stick holder in the galley. Something like that? Is that what it is? I mean, yeah, it's no telling what this will be. I mean, have you put any thought to this yet, Eric, or are you kind of waiting for this to kind of, the inspiration to come to you?
I have put some thought into it, actually, mainly trying to figure out, I'm trying to figure out the limitations. So if we've got, what, 20 or so people on a boat
right.
out on the water, mm-hmm. if there's a murder, well, why don't they just call the Coast Guard and you know, get him out there? So I've got to figure out excuses for why they have to solve the murder mystery on board rather than going back to the beach and or yes. calling the Coast Guard and getting the investigation.
Yeah, we'll
so I'm trying to figure out those logistics first, and then mm-hmm. we'll figure out that'll bring the story alive. I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, it could be everyone dies. I don't know, or maybe I don't know if they have to
reach
die.
Reach deep into the dark, twisted depths of your imagination, mm-hmm. Eric.
There has to
we
be
run out of shark chum.
Well, there has to be a bad apple in the bunch that is obviously taking
everyone
out.
I spend a lot of time in those dark recesses, so that's okay.
Yeah, so I kind of hit a nerve when I said twisted. The twisted mind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's why me and Eric get along so well.
Absolutely.
We share that common bond of diving and being slightly twisted.
You know, I'm really, for me, it's a writing challenge. It's, you know, to be able to take, I mean, it's a big cast, too. You're looking at about 20 people. That's a whole bunch of players to involve in a story.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be, you know, it depends on the people on board and what they bring to the table. I mean, mm-hmm. this thing is going to end up writing itself in certain ways,
absolutely.
I have a feeling. But, you know, he'll have an overall idea of where he wants to go. And then when he meets everybody, it's like, okay, we're going to take a weird turn here. Uh-huh. You know, and it'll be, I think it'll be creative. It'd be too simple to just make Mermaid Tiffany out to be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Because that'd be something.
That'd be too easy.
It's never going to be easy with this crew.
It can't be that obvious. Come on. Yeah, because we know she would.
Yeah, it could. With her.
That's reality. That's not fiction. Wait. This is going to be a creative piece.
Wait, you could turn her into the saint.
Oh, go well, okay, now you got something.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, Jerry the Diver Guy. I got to get an update on Mermaid Rachel from last week, who was in the South Florida Christmas parade throwing candy out as a diver to all the little kids and trying to beam them. Did we hear if anybody was injured or what? Do we know?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her this week. You want me to reach out to her right now?
Well,
see?
You better. I didn't check to see if she needed to be bailed out or anything. And we kind of left on a bad note. I was like, oh, my gosh, we really encouraged something bad this time. We might have finally, you know, the bad juju might have finally caught up with us. And I hadn't heard from her. So
I'm on it right now.
All right. Check it out. Because, yeah, she was in some parade with, like, I don't know, 50 other divers marching down the streets of South Florida. And they were all in gear. She was doing her mermaid thing, supposedly. But I said, yeah, hey, you know, 5 points for every kid you take out with a candy cane. And I was joking. And she goes, that's a great idea. We could turn it into a competition. Oh, brother. Sometimes, you know, things I say, I just mean them in a lighthearted, innocent way. You hear what I'm saying there, Casey? I mean, you know.
Just remember your audience.
I did see something on the news about 5 children now blinded during parade, something. I didn't read the details.
Well, it was Jerry's idea. That's what I'm going to go with. That's going to be my excuse. And it's like, where's he? I would like to know where this Jerry the Diver guy is. He's in the mountains of Virginia.
I take all blame for that.
Yes, because he'll never find you up there in the mountains of Virginia.
Yeah, there was something about hospital needed emergency eye patches. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, but they all look like pirates now. So, you know, that would be
except for that candy cane sticking out of their head.
Well, that'd be kind of cool, and they look extra festive for the season.
Well, that's true.
I just called Greg and left her a message.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, do you need
they
any?
Don't let them have cell phones in the jail.
Okay. That's true. Not usually. But, you know, they smuggle them in. You know, these mermaids are, you know, they're fishy. They're a little tricky. They got special compartments where
they're a scaly bunch.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. All right, we're going to talk about giving the gift of scuba and some suggestions on what you can give, well, us, or what we want for the holidays. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Christmas rush. He's never out of stock with even the hottest toys and games.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I saw Bad Santa 2 last night, and that gave me some bad ideas of what to do for the holidays. Gifts, not so much, but just unique things, whether it's underwater, you know, Christmas tree lightning or lighting. And, you know, the other thing they'll do is, you know, go down with somebody dressed up as Santa and get your picture taken underwater with Santa. That's always a fun thing. And then I thought, I saw this movie and, you know, it's twisted. Hey, let me warn you, if you go see that movie and you don't have a very twisted sense of humor, yeah, you're going to walk out. It's very likely. It's definitely not in the politically correct world of movie going these days. But there were some elf comments. There's a little person in it. And I'm like, hey, that would be kind of fun to go down there and dive with a bunch of elves and do that for a Christmas card. I don't know how you could find those folks. I don't have any, I don't know, personal friends in that, you know, that part of society. Do any of you guys know any folks that would want to do that? Or is that kind of not really appropriate to...
I don't know one.
You don't know one of those?
No.
I mean, yeah, up there in Virginia, would they be trolls? Maybe you would just find a troll under a bridge or something? There, no. Okay. Get the Travelocity troll. Anyway, we love all people, including little ones. Okay? I'm just going to say that up front there. I just thought, wow, that would be fun. That'd be a cool Christmas card to do. Santa is one thing, but to you know, actually have some elves diving down there with you, too. I mean, I guess you get some little kids. I don't know. What are they doing in the malls these days? When it comes to, you know, the elves and things. What do you guys, you see any of that, or do you guys avoid that?
I try to stay out of the mall at all costs.
Yeah, well, okay, that's right. You go to the dive shop and get all the diving stuff you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, that's...
And I just give away books for Christmas.
Well, as a matter of fact, why don't we give one away now? Can we do that, Eric?
I think that'd be a great idea.
You know, it's not the book. It's the audio book, which is even better. You know, CJ, Curly Johnson's not in the studio with me today. Him and Bubble Boy are out, well, they're Christmas shopping, let's be real. You know, this is the only day they had off work this week, so they couldn't
make the
show.
Now, if you're going to be real, let's just go back here a second.
What do you mean?
They're out getting drunk.
And they're Christmas shopping for me. So, you know, will a little person wrapped in, you know, aluminum foil show up on my, you know... steps on Christmas Day. There's a good
That's
chance
just
of
creepy
that.
On about six different ways.
<Not right. laughs>
I'm just saying that's how their mind thinks, which is sure. You know,
drunken Santa might drag one in on you.
Yes, but CJ, and you know, and one of the things he actually does that is constructive,
legitimate.
Yeah, he is a narrator, and. And he
a
is
a very good one at that.
Absolutely. And he did Eric's latest novel, Oil and Water, and created this audio book and voiced it for Eric. And it's now available. You can get it at booksbyeric.com or on Audible or I don't know.
Audible through Amazon and iTunes.
There you go. And it's well worth it because he acts out some of the parts a little bit with his voice and stuff. It's really, really good. He did a great job with it. And it's a new, you know, it's a new way to enjoy, you know, Eric's latest novella featuring his character, Mike Scott. So here's the deal. We have an code for the audiobook to give away on Scuba Radio right now. All you have to do is email us. I'm not going to do it live. We're just going to make this an email contest. We'll take entries probably through Friday of this week and just email me and say, Greg@scubaradio.com. This is why I'd like the new audiobook, Oil and Water, featuring Curly Johnson, CJ, from your show. And I'll send you the code and you can go get the audiobook. If you don't win it, well, of course, just buy it. It's a perfect gift for the diver on your list or for yourself. You know, spring, what? How much is it? It's only a few bucks, right, Eric?
Actually, normally it's about $6.50, but yeah. I just saw, and I don't know how long this will be going on. It may end midnight tonight. It's, Amazon has it on sale for, I think, $1.99.
Well, there you go.
It's one of their hot deals right now on Amazon. So, yeah I mean, right now it's just a couple bucks, but normally it's $6.50.
All right. Well, let's say it's $6.50 because I'm going to give the one that's $6.50 away today.
Absolutely.
That's what we're going to say. So if all you got to do is email me and wish me Merry Christmas. How about that? And we'll pick someone at random and announce them on the air next Saturday on the live show and make something.
What Greg is trying to say is whoever sends him the best I love you, Greg thing is going to get it.
Well, it could be a brown nose bonanza, or you could just be sharing the Christmas, you know, joy and just like, you know, wish me Merry Christmas. I'll just pick someone at random. You know, I'm not going to make them jump through too many hoops.
Make them jump.
I just want to. I just want to spread some Christmas cheer. And give them a code for the audiobook of Oil and Water from Eric Douglas, and I think that's appropriate, as we should. It will make someone's Christmas dreams come true. Next Saturday on Scuba Radio. That's what you're supposed to do at this time of year. Aren't you supposed to give back or give, you know, other people's stuff back to them?
It's a gift to your fans and my readers. And
yes.
It's a season of giving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once again, that is a great gift for the diver or, well, you know, you don't even have to be a diver to enjoy these books. So, and if you've read it, that's one thing, but you probably haven't heard the audio version of it, and this would give you a nice, new, fresh perspective on how to enjoy Eric's latest work. And we got some big things, you know, in the future with some of these other audio books and things, including that Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. So if you actually want to be in Eric's book, then you would want to join us on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard in October 7th. And who knows, you might end up in one of Eric's books coming up in a future release. You know, we don't know just yet how that's going to unfold, but who knows? It might end up being a huge, it might be a big, big release or something, or it might just be something we release online. We just don't know till it happens, I guess. Right, Eric?
Don't know till it happens. The key, though, is to be nice to me or I'll kill you in my next book.
Well, true. And, you know, and maybe you'll want to be done, taken out. I mean, you know, for me, that I kind of like that idea, you know? I mean, that you become a prime character if you're taken out. But the key is how quickly in the story. You know, I've had this happen before where people have written books and included our crew in it, and one who didn't really like me, he like killed me in the first page. You know what I'm saying? So I immediately was out of there. And that's happened in, you know, videos and TVs. You know, Divers Alert Network put me in one of their training videos, killed me instantly. I played a dead guy, you know, so I don't have much of a...
Oh, I think you were resuscitated in that.
Was I? I forget.
Yeah, I believe you were.
Such a long time ago. But, yeah, what are you going to do? But, you know, look, I want to go back to some of the stuff we posted up on Scuba Radio this week. And we got the Scuba Cruise information up there that you can go and get everything you need there. But the other thing is the pictures from DEMA, from the DEMA show, including my first dive after open heart surgery. And Eric was with me, and, you know, we haven't really talked about this a whole lot other than saying that we did it. And we both, you know, looked at it as like, hey, this is kind of a cool thing. But to go back and watch or look at the pictures, I think you can see how much fun we were having. You hear what I'm saying, Eric? That was really cool.
I was proud and honored to be part of that. And it was fun, but it was a cool experience too. It was cool to see you in the water for the first time.
Yeah. You know, that was at my 3-month mark. That was you, what, eight months for you?
About 9 months. At that point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I will tell you, I just had my 4-month checkup with my cardiologist this past week. And I've been given the full, you know, clearance and everything, and, you know, put me in my mind at ease and everything. Says, yeah, you're good to go. Still want you to wait 6 months. She wants me to wait till February 1st before I do any real diving. She didn't
have
a
problem. So all the alcohol you consumed in Vegas has left your body.
Well, it did, but it screwed up my blood work. And I blame Jerry the diver guy for the fact that my numbers were off, and she understood. She goes, what did you do? And I was like, well, he had never been to Vegas before. And, you know, next thing you know, we're walking up and down the sun, you know, the strip there in Vegas and drinking these hurricanes and stuff. She goes, oh, yeah, that would do it. But she's like, nah, that's okay. It's Jerry the diver
Word
guy.
Of caution, fans, that's what you get when you hang out with me.
Well, that's true. You get a visit to the doctor. And, but she said it was okay. It was well worth the damage that it did to my liver.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. And that's when I heard my tell. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
Yeah, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We apologize. But it's Christmas, so it allows me to play nonsense like that. I think it's, well, it's a Christmas classic in the eyes of Jerry the Diver Guy. He liked that so much last week, he asked me to play it again. So there you go, Jerry. My gift to
that
you.
That is a good one. I like it.
That is. It kind of it brings a tear to your eye.
If I could put that on a ringtone, I would.
You would take it, huh?
I would do it.
That's what would play.
I'm just speechless.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that's the clean version.
So, it's a season to be jolly.
Yeah, cold-blooded Christmas. Google it, and you've been warned in advance that that is the censored version that I just offered up for you, okay? Look, it is the holiday season, and giving the gift of scuba is what you should be focused on. And if there's any message that we can get across right now, it's that. And I hope that by listening to the show, I don't have to remind you this all the time, but I feel like I have to, because, you know, sometimes the best ideas are right there in front of us. You know what I'm saying? You have to be reminded, like, oh, duh, I should have had a V8, you know, something like that kind of thing. That's how this diving thing, you know, tends to, you know, go on in our lives sometimes. We don't realize how great of a gift this is. For the non-diver friends on your list, or for a continuing education type of thing, or, you know, just think diving. That's all you got to do.
And it really is a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, what you guys are planning to get for the holidays, have you, you know, dropped those hints that, hey, I want to go on a scuba radio scuba cruise, or, you know, I want to head over to the Bahamas or something like that? Or, I mean, what about you? What are you doing there, Jerry? Are you helping your crew out in that regard, or what?
Well, you know, I'm trying, but usually I get coal for Christmas.
Yeah. You get cold?
Coal.
Coal. Oh, yeah. Well, you're
coal.
Well, yeah, but it's really cheap in your neck of the woods. You're in coal country, so, you know,
well,
the jobs
true.
Are coming back, I hear. So,
yeah.
No? What about you? Are you getting the same thing there, Eric?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'll tell you, though, I was just, before I raced home to join you on the air, I was...
Yeah.
At a family party for my wife's side of the family, and I spent about a half an hour talking to one of my wife's cousins about how she could get certified to dive. So absolutely, mm-hmm. always trying to find ways to encourage people to get in the water and experience the rest of the world that we know and love.
That's so true. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, whenever it gets brought up that, hey, this is Greg, he does this radio show about diving, I can't tell you how the next thing is like, oh, really? I've always wanted to dive. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then one thing leads to another. And we say, well, here's what you got to do. Or, you know, if they have the proper look, was like, well, hey, maybe you should be a scuba radio mermaid. And, you
know, well, yeah.
And then we go down that road and, you know, security escorts us off the property. But, you know, that's just me. But I think universally, the diving thing is just such a great gift. And you really can go into your local dive center and get a gift certificate for, I don't know, some of them are even doing like $100 package deals or something where, you know, that might be a little bit on the low end. But, you know, you could go in and get a, you know, certificate for $100, or if you want to get them a full course, figure maybe $400 or $500 for soup to nuts kind of thing. That's mm-hmm. probably in the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, that should cover most of it.
That's anyway. Right, real close, yeah.
Yeah, but even if you got them a $100 deal, you know, that'll be enough to cover their books and their materials, and, you know, they can decide how much more they want to chip in to get it done. But it is definitely possible, and it's definitely in the realm of a great gift that would, you know, really continue to have an effect on them throughout the year. And potentially, if you're already a diver yourself, you've just recruited a new dive buddy. And that's
absolutely
really what it's all about, is sharing that love of diving. Twice the fun, for sure. And, you know, and then you can pick a place to go, whether it's the Bahamas, the Caymans, Fiji, whatever, you know. I mean, that was the beautiful thing about being at the DEMA show in Vegas. You know, I was basically there you know, planning out our schedule for 2017. And I got to tell you, I'm not ready to release all the details, but probably just after the first of the year, we'll start announcing some pretty exciting things that we have up our sleeve, because it will be our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And so once I am free to dive, which is officially February 1st, I just got to, you know, I'll get through the holidays and all this kind of stuff, get through January, plan. And then starting February 1st, man, we got some big plans to go to some cool places that we're going to invite you to join us on those adventures with us as well. So it's going to be an exciting year. 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. 20 years, and we're still sucking on air. That is the line you're going to hear and you're going to be sick of through 2017. You guys like it? Two thumbs up?
Love
on
it.
That?
Two fins up.
Two fins, of course.
Two fins up.
Jerry the Diver Guy sets me straight once again. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, give the gift of scuba. Enjoy your holiday season. Merry Christmas, all that kind of good stuff. We'll be
back.
No
need to yell at snow.
Yeah, well, if you want to. I'm not going to judge. But, yeah, probably not advisable. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
That's right. Same diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.